here in a place of worship, like the right time, in the right place, with
the right people.
Amen. Both in the sanctuary and the people who join us online worship. I'm so happy you join us today and worship God together. Today is Mother's Day, and our worship team called it All Girls Day. Everybody, female, or mother figures, and women. Friday, Nanrama Herman, and Saturday, Chandler. There's one N missing. Chandler Allen. Happy birthday. And Steve and Mary Downs. They are over there. Congratulations! Happy anniversary! I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful anniversary. I have a joy. Sydney Graves. She is the student of the month. Yes, so proud of her. And we have one more, Sierra Sotelo. Oh, she got A straight A, 4.0, and she is on the Dean's list. Congratulations, so proud of you. And I want to say, we will have Lion Scholarship celebration soon. It's going to be next week, actually. Next week, we will celebrate Lion Scholarship. This year, we have 6. I heard that's the largest, the biggest number ever we have given. So that's so good, so good. And also have many concerns and prayer requests as well. Last week, I asked the youth to pray for Jillian's mom. She passed away during the week. Please remember Jillian and her family. And also remember Kelvin Jacobs. He's still in the hospital. He's taking some tests. They found something, and they will do some treatment. Last time when I went to see him, he was coughing. So he needs our prayers and support. Please remember him. And also remember Ken Newman. Now he's home, but still have pain. The doctor said, oh, yes, it will take 46 weeks to get all the strength back. But now he can move a little bit, twist his body. No broken bone, but still pain on his muscle. So please remember him in your prayers. And Susan Rees, a good friend of many of our church members, she had a surgery, arthritis surgery. And the next day, after the surgery, I went to see her, and she was delightful. Had a big smile. Now she's in Morrison Rehab, so please remember her in your prayers as well. And there are many people whom we have been praying for these days. Please remember Sharon Six, and Ken Newman, and Ada Plummer, and Carol Finicum, Leo, Gloria, Anna Fulmer, and Rebecca's mom. And also remember Kelvin's wife and the family. Now let's gather our mind and pray together. Gracious God, you call us by our name. You know each one of us and our needs. This morning we ask for your hand upon us. God, in your name we pray. We share our joys and concerns because we believe you listen to our cry. And you are happy and dancing with us when we are joyful and delightful. You are our true shepherd. Every day, be present with us. Especially we remember the people who struggle, suffer, and the people who are in pain and sorrow. And the people who are lost feel lonely, God. Remember them and guide them. Let them find the light. We pray for the people who are less fortunate. It's Mother's Day, God, and all girls' day. We remember their love, forgiveness, sacrifice for their family. Bless each one of them. Especially remember the family who cannot have reunion in this pandemic, and who are separated, and who have wounded, and hurted heart. And those family who need forgiveness in their relationship, remember them. And this morning we shared many names who are physically struggling. Touch their body. Strengthen their immune system. Hold them tight into your loving arms. And let them know they are not alone, but surrounded by many, many prayers. And let them feel your touch. God, we need you. Every day we need you. Be with us and help us be with you. With all our hearts and mind, we pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us sing together, help us accept each other, verse 1.
Accepted.
through your children. Oh, now I hear myself. So you find 13 chapters of the book of Genesis. It is the story of a family who could have a lot of therapists. Oh, yeah. Busy full-time job for the rest of their life. So we say Joseph. Joseph was so much blessed, but his family, they had so many complicated issues. So here's the fact. There was no perfect parent, just like there was no perfect child, and there was no perfect sibling, and none of us is perfect. So the only way a family holds together is we learn how to forgive one another. And that's what Joseph's family teaches us, and they have to learn. And I believe it's our story, my story, and your story. And it is the first time you will find forgiveness, the word forgiveness in the Bible. Sometimes some words are said, but that shouldn't have been said. And we know we didn't really mean that. And sometimes there are bad moods when sometimes we did something wrong and we shouldn't have done. Or sometimes there are things just irritating. For example, in your restroom, you like the toilet paper rolled from the top of the toilet, rolled. But your spouse, when your child prefers the toilet paper to come from the bottom of the roll. Every time you go to the restroom, you turn the toilet paper to the right side, right wing. Oh. And you may say, I can't believe it. She did that again. Oh, that's kind of irritating. Does that happen only in my house? Yeah, thank you. Some of you say, yes. Thank you. Anyway, it's small stuff. Sometimes small stuff bothers you somehow a lot, but many times it's usually fine. You have to let go. But some of them really irritate you. If that keeps happening, how do you, handle that? How do you deal with it? So here's the suggestion that I gave you 2 weeks ago. Let me just remind you, I encourage you to rest. An acronym. First, we remember our shortcoming. When your brother irritates you, make a couple of good things. Remember the things. Maybe the other side, maybe you can remember something you have done to your brother or sister or the people in your family. Oh, I made a mistake. Remember, that will help you to let it go. And the second one is remember. Wait. The first one is wait. And the second one is remember good memories with the person. And the third, assume the best of the person. Maybe, who knows? My wife really believes it is healthier and easier to use the toilet paper from the bottom of the roll. Yeah. Oh my. My wife did that. Whatever. And let's assume the best of the person and their motive. And then the last one, P, it is pray. Pray for the person and God's blessing for the person. When you pray for them, you pray, God, please bless my son. I'm assuming he doesn't really mean that. He didn't know that hurt. And I pray you bless him or her and help him to be the person you want him to be. And make him or her a blessing to others. We may not be feeling fine when we pray that prayer, but when we keep rapping, we find it over time that our heart is getting relieved. So that is easy to do when it is small stuff, but when it is a big stuff, it becomes really hard to do that. It is harder to let go when the other person didn't know what they have done. It's really hard when the other person has not asked for forgiveness. Sometimes it hurts so much and it becomes a huge pain, burden, and bitterness. And at the time, if that person repents and says, I'm just sorry, I didn't mean that, I'm not going to do that again, yes, that's going to be really easy and good. But that doesn't happen all the time. And sometimes that becomes a huge pain. Then how do you deal with that? It seems rapping doesn't help. It might be a moment you are ignored or may feel small. In Joseph's case, he kept loading small and big stuff into his brother's backpack. His father gave a special colorful coat to Joseph, while his brother, they were given a used one. While his brothers were given 10 or 15-year-old used car, but Joseph was given a fantastic sports car, brand new one. And Joseph kept talking to his brothers that he was special and his brothers were not. And he began to build a gap or wall with all of the small and big stuff piling on, and his brothers also piling on. And that began to separate him from his brothers. I think it happens in our lives. Piling small and big stuff on a wall we build between ourselves and others. And finally, separating ourselves from others. And what's interesting is, the way we break down the wall, it'll be either the person to understand what they have done and how it affects you. That's why it's really important to be able to talk to people in a way that doesn't raise their defenses only, but to share with them your feeling. Then sometimes they come to understand and say, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean that, or I didn't know that part, but I still love you. Or if the person would never even grant that, you still have to figure out what to do with that. You also have a